Ask Brett lands in Mexico City during a drug cartel war, climbs a pyramid 2 weeks post-heart attack, and gets shaken down by police on a dark street, and somehow files it under World Traveler Series.
Brett's post on Mexico City and the World AIDS Conference covers exactly that territory. The conference itself, the city's contradictions, and what it costs to move through a place that refuses to make itself comfortable.
Let's start with the trip.
The setup here is a major international health conference held at a race course in Mexico City. And the post is asking what it means to travel somewhere grand and genuinely dangerous at the same time.
The post's conclusion puts it plainly. It will not curate itself for your comfort. It simply is what it is. Magnificent, chaotic, troubling, and completely unforgettable. And it asks you, somewhere between the gunfire and the champagne, to decide what you make of it.
That line earns its place. The post opens with what sounds like backfiring from old cars on arrival, and then 24 hours later comes the correction. Open warfare between Colombian and Mexican cartels, triggered by the assassination of the city's chief of police, with police shooting on sight through the streets.
The conference was held at a race course and described as grand in scale. The gay quarter nearby gets its own section, several blocks of clubs and eateries described as very gay, and all the better for it. A pocket of unapologetic freedom in a city crackling with tension.
Then there's the pyramid excursion, the second largest in the world. What the post withholds until you're already on the climb is that one member of the group had been discharged from hospital just 2 weeks earlier following a heart attack.
No announcement, no explanation, just one foot in front of the other, in the heat, at altitude, up a near vertical ancient structure. That's not a travel anecdote, that's something else entirely.
The post describes reaching the top. Pride. Uncomplicated, well-earned, and entirely personal. The descent was made just as slowly. Nobody needed to know. The city's inequalities get their own reckoning, too. A car ride to an ambassadorial function crosses from poverty into gated wealth with armed guards and floodlit hedgerows, and the post sits with the discomfort of that directly. It notes Mexico City has no real middle class, and in that drive, the logic becomes viscerally apparent.
The post does admit that by the third glass of quality French champagne, the discomfort became more bearable, and then immediately calls itself shallow for it. Points for honesty.
There's also the passport incident. Stopped behind a structure by two officers, passport confiscated, arrest threatened, and a half-hour negotiation that ended with all available cash changing hands, and a lecture thrown in at no extra charge.
The post closes still undecided about Mexico City, and suggests that's probably the point. A place that hands you gunfire, a world-class conference, a climbed pyramid, and a shakedown, and asks you to make sense of it yourself.
What stays with me is the pyramid climb, the private stakes of it, the silence around it.
A city that won't curate itself, and a traveler who won't either. Next stop, apparently, is Thailand.